feels.
If we left off in last year, we were trying to figure out how do we get from the 9 kolos that the Torah speaks about to all the multiple kolos that we blow. So we spoke a little bit about the sfeikus, whatever the sfeikus means in terms of the tshuva. We spoke about the kiyas de umah, the kiyas de miyushav. And now we have to move on to the next issue, almost to put together everything that we spoke about. When we get to the kiyas de umah, the kiyas are said that brachas. So there's no question we have to blow. Not in Mishaila, it's a Mishnah, you have to blow at the end of Malchias, you have to blow at the end of Zichronos, they have a Shofaros. And again, there are different minhagim, whether that's only during Chazal Sashatz, it's also during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, but everybody agrees, at least during Chazal Sashatz, the Ik Migra Dina Mishnah, you are required to blow Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofaros. What should you blow at that point? How many kolos should you blow? So if you would ask me, I would say as follows. I would say, well, wait a second. Remember, we don't know what a tshuva is. But we're back to square one. We don't know what a tshuva is. And we want to make sure that we cover ourselves on all bases. So therefore, it would make sense that at the end of the bracha malchias, we should blow tkiya shvarm tru tkiya, in case that's the right one. Then we should blow tkiya shvarm tkiya, just in case that's the right one. And then we should blow tkiya tru tkiya, in case that's the right one. That makes sense, right? And then we know, baruch Hashem, v'yetzi malchias. And do the same thing after Zichron, the same thing after Shofaros. Come the Rishonim and quote a tradition from the days of the Gaonim, but that's not what they did. In the days of the Gaonim, they were called the Beis Yeshivas. There were two great yeshivas in the days of the Gaonim. One was the yeshiva of Surah, one was the yeshiva of Pumbadisa. At the Minig in both of these great yeshivas back in the 800s, 900s, before the days of Rishonim already, the Minig was as follows. They would come to Malchias, and they would do as follows. After Malchias, Baruch Hashem Melech, I'm going to sing it out for you. Uncle Lord, it's Bekadish, Yisrael Vinom, Azikaron. What happens about Tekiah? We get up. Tekiah, Shvarim Trua, Tekiah. That's it. That's all they did. They blew Tekiah, Shvarim Trua, Tekiah, for Malchias, and then Hayom Haris Olam, Resh Svaseinu, everyone sings and dances and shines at the Zeich. Fine. Do we get to Zichronos? Baruch Adonai, Zoycher, Habris. About the we get up. Tekiah. Everyone know what's the next?
Shvarim.
Tekiah. Adkan. They get to the end of Baruch Shofras. Shemea Kol Turasa Yisrael, Baruch Amin. Who wants to call this one? Tekiah.
True Tekiah.
True. Tekiah. I mean, you're right. Mice, and that's what did in the bubble. 800 years ago. Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. Leave out the kid go for a second. Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. So, for Malchus, they blew Tashratz. For Zichronos, they blew Tashatz. And for Shofos, they blew Taratz. Anyone have any problem with that?
Well, they're trying to do all 9 or 10 spread out, but really it should be each time.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's internally wrong. So, come to Balei HaTosfos, and ask the Kasha in this minute, say, wait a second, we're reading about Balei HaTosfos sitting in France in the 1100s, and they're reading about, wait a second, the Gaonim 300 years ago in Babel are telling us what they did. What are they talking about? He said, this minute that they did is tied to the Sasra. It's an internal contradiction. It's worse than Davi Mincha 7 o'clock in the summertime. It's the worst contradiction possible. Either Tashrat's right, Tashrat's right, it's right. They're not all three right. Right? So how are you talking? What's going on? What's Pshat? So the simplest answer to that question is, anyone know? Is that they were following the view of Rav Haigon. He was one of the Gaonim. He was actually one of the Rashivas. Rav Haigon, remember what Rav Haigon told us the other day? That they really are all right. That Mi'ikra didn't, any of the above are okay. So therefore, we already made everybody happy before most of them. The whole reason for blowing so many different kinds was to make everybody happy. No one should walk away without hearing shofar. By the time it comes to Musaf, people will be much happier to get out of shul quicker. They're willing to forego on their minhag as long as they, let's rabbi, just get me out of here as fast as possible. So therefore they did. A little tashrat, a little tashrat, they're all good. Everything's good. But Tosfos didn't think that way. Tosfos was of the opinion, like the Rambam, that it's not true, that each one is potentially problematic. We don't know for certain which one is right. So Tosfos throws a hand up and says, what's going on? How could you blow Tashrat, Tashad, and Tarat? It doesn't make any sense. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. And Rabbeinu Tam changed the drink. Rabbeinu Tam said, forget what they did in Bavel. I'm telling you what they're going to do in France now. Rabbeinu Tam says, the more correct thing to do is as follows. What would you think Rabbeinu Tam would institute? If you were Rabbeinu Tam, what would you do?
All three for each,
right? Rabbeinu Tam's Baal Batim also wanted to get out of shul quickly. So he didn't do that. So you know what Rabbeinu Tam did? Listen to this. He said, let's blow a Tashrat for Malchias, another Tashrat for Zichronos, and another Tashrat for Shofars. What do you gain by that, says Rabbi Natan? For sure you Yotzei. You know why? Because you decide which is the real Truah. If the real Truah is Shvarim Truah, you got it. If the real Truah is Shvarim, so you blew it. Tkiya Shvarim, Tkiya. Ah, you blew a Truah in the middle? Big deal, says Rabbi Natan. Who cares? Why does that ruin anything? And if the real Truah is the Truah, so you blew an extra Shvarim, who cares? Says Rabbi Natan, there's no din of Hefsek for Tkiya Shofar. And I'll prove to you, says Rabbi Natan. The Gemara says Beferish, Rosh Hashanah, let's say the following Tkiya Shofar. Guy wakes up in the morning and he blows one tequila. Then he learns Dafyomi. After Dafyomi, he blows Truah. Then he goes, he takes a walk, blows another tequila. Goes to Davin, blows another tequila. He blows another Truah. By the time he finishes Tashlich, over the course of 9 hours, he blew all 9 kailas. He says, yeah, it's like, he was a mafsik, he talked, he ate a soup, he took a nap, did everything in the middle. There's no dinner to hefsek by tequila shofar. So says Rabbi Natan, if there's no din of a hefsek by tekiyah shofar, blowing tashrat is really good enough for everything. And therefore, the safest of all the tekiyahs is to do is to blow just one tashrat for each of the brothers. So why don't we do that at the beginning? Just blow tashrat? So Rabbi Natan tries to give you an explanation as to why we don't do that. But Rabbi Natan held Nikra din tashrat is yotzei l'chaladeus, and therefore it makes sense to do one tashrat for one tashrat for the next, one tashrat for the third.
Didn't we mention the difference?
Very good, excellent. So Rabbi Natan's view happened to be that you take a breath. So therefore it makes sense that it's not going to invalidate the kol. It's a separate kol. It's a separate thing. So therefore it's not a mehefsek. Very good, Rabbi Natan Shittasa. Very good, excellent. So comes the Ramban and says Rabbi Natan is not correct. Comes the Ramban and says, when the Gemara says that a hefsek doesn't disqualify tkiya shofar, what that means is talking, sleeping, tashlich, not another kol. If you have a kol that doesn't belong, that breaks up the tzir, breaks up the connection of the tkiya, true tkiya. The tzuras ha-mitzvah is tkiya, true tkiya. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So if you have an extra kol that doesn't belong, so you don't have tkiya, true tkiya, so you have a tkiya, true happy birthday, true tkiya. That's not the seder mubitar. So therefore the Ramban says, a tam solution is not gonna solve the world's problems. So what would solve the world's problems? And go back to what I said. Tashrat, tashat, tarat for each one. So says the Ramban, no, my Balabat also want to get out of shul quickly. So says the Ramban, everyone's got the same problem, okay? So says the Ramban, I'll tell you what the real answer is. The real answer is, that's a brisket for it, says the Ramban. The blowing that we do before Musaf and the blowing that we do during Musaf are fundamentally two different kinds of blowings. They're for two purposes and almost like two different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, that's the ikar mitzvah, that's what we do at the beginning before Musaf. Then we blow our Seyd HaBrachas, not as a kiyum of tkiya shofar, but as a kiyum of what? Of tefillah. A tefillah is supposed to be accompanied with sounds. It's like on a timeless, they would blow the chatzotros, when you go out to war, you davet Hashem and you blow chatzotros. Tefillahs, not every Tuesday, Shemoneh Esrei requires tkiyas, but tefillahs under very, very unique circumstances, almost like a tzardik, the tefillahs require tkiyas to accompany the tefillahs l'shamayim. That's the mitzvah tkiyas chatzaytzeres, that's the mitzvah tkiyas shofar seyda bracha. Says the Ramban, the tkiyas seyda bracha is not really for shofar. It's not a chiv of shofar, it's a chiv of tefillah. And therefore, argues the Ramban, the details as to what it truly is are not really relevant. When you talk about the mitzvah deraisa of tkiyas shofar, it's got to be exactly what it truly is, and the Ramban holds each one is a suffix, we don't know which is the right one, and therefore we got to blow all three. When it comes to tkiyas seyda brachas, the goal of the blowing is totally different. It's to enhance the tefillah. All truas are good. Any sound, well, everything's okay. So we have multiple biurim in the Rishonim as to what should we do. So it sounds like almost the old style of the Shizagonim and the Rambans, according to this, is that just simply blow a tashrat for one, tashrat for the next, tashrat for the other, and you're good to go. Either you're good to go because of Haigon's right that all three are kosher, or like the Ramban is right, that you don't really need a kosher truah. And if you think that neither of those two things are right, then you have to fall back on Rabbi Natan and you have to change the minig a little bit. Then there's another possibility. What's the other possibility? Do like I said we should do. Like you guys said we should do. And what is that? Blow.
All three.
What all the Rishonim are wondering why we're not doing, so do it. Finish your Gemara. And that's the almost universal minig today. Not totally, but 99% of the shuls do it that way. If you look at your Machzorim, you will most probably see that. Tashrat, Tashrat, Taraf, each, Tashrat, Taraf, if each one. Who here do remembers from last Rosh Hashanah in their shul? How do you guys blow? Anyone remember? Anyone paying attention?
I can.
I'm saying, join the Tashrat, when you blow, do you blow Tashrat, Tashrat, Taraf, each bracha?
Yeah.
Most probably, okay? Just about everyone does that.
But that wouldn't resolve the problem with the Baal Batim and they want to get out of shul.
Oh, very good. Right, so that's the biggest problem. Right? The biggest problem is Baal Batim running out. Good. Okay, so I'll tell you a secret. We're not so worried about the Baal Batim. You know why? Because there's a new minhag, not the Gemara, that you should hear 100 kailos of the shofar. So they're standing shul anyway. So everyone's waiting around anyway for the extra kailos. Nishkabela. So there are some communities, some shuls that Adayim or Mazen that still blow like the old style. Like the style of the Gaonim from 1000. Anyone know which community it is?
Breuers.
Breuers, very good. Very good. The Yekesha community, how do you know that?
That's answered everything.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so the Breuers community, the Yekesha community, the old day they followed the old German Hungim Mamish from Deri Deris. So Adayim is there, they still blow like the Gaonim blew. The Tashrat at one, Tashrat at the next, and Tashrat at the next. So I had the interesting opportunity. I was the Rav before I became the Rav in Bergenfield, as you have in Paramus, New Jersey. So, I don't know if I'm from Bergen County. Okay, so Paramus is not too far from right down the road, or the malls. And so there was a shul there that it was founded by a group of Al-Batim who left Washington Heights, who wanted a little bit nicer living quarters. So they moved out to the suburbs, and they created almost like a breakaway, a little bit of a the name of the shul used to be Kahal Das Ashur of Paramus, KJP. That was the old name of the shul. So it was started, this goes back about over 40 years ago, and they carried with them all the Minhagim and Breuers. They were mostly Reuben, the people there, all the Breuers people. A good trivia question. Anyone know who the first rabbi was? Rabbi Shechter. Rabbi Shechter was the first rabbi. I remember Shechter. Okay. He was there. He was the first rabbi. I was already, I think, the fourth rabbi. Okay? So, when I came, so I realized the first Rosh Hashanah, they're blowing like back in, they did in Babylonia, back they did in Germany 1,000 years ago. I said, I wasn't so thrilled about it. I changed the minhag a little bit. I'm not going to come into a shul and start changing the minhagim. So I remember, I guess Rabbi Willing at the time, Rabbi Mordechai Willing, I said, on the one hand, the later poskim say that it's really the more correct thing to do is the way we do it. What should I do? So the good news was that that year and the following year happened to be Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbeses. So we don't have to get shofar derais anyway in those years. So Rabbi said to me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This year, don't worry about it next year. Well, if you're still the rabbi there in 3 years from now, we'll talk about it. So I remember about it. By 3 years later, so when I came around the next Rosh Hashanah, so they didn't have all the action of them. They had some, and the others had already been changed. I didn't feel like I was breaking, So I remember I spoke to some of the senior balabat, and I said, Imkro, we're not doing everything like the Yekes anyway. I said, it would be so terrible if we blew like the rest of Klai Yisrael does. So I was able to convince them. So kach happened. So they started to blow like everybody else at that point on. Anyway, well, the mice, the real Yekesha shuls today, the Breuers, a handful of shuls, still blow like that old style. Fine. So up until now, we've been talking about these tekiyas on the Miyusha, but then we have the tekiyas on the Brachas, and both of them are important. Maybe they're the same, or different reasons, or whatever the case may be. But where did this idea come from? The whole idea of the Brachas, the Musaf, the special Musaf that we have. What is the source of this idea? It's a very, very unique Musaf. We only daven in Rosh Hashanah, special Brachas, Machas, Kos, and Shofos. What's the source of this? So it's Mishnayos. The Mishnayos are explicitly in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. The question is, where does it come from? What's the source of this idea of having the special davening together with the special tekiyah shur and the davening itself? So when we started off the shiur, we mentioned that the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of blowing shofar in two places, in Parshas Pinchas and in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says, Yom Truah Yelochem. In Parshas Emor, it says, Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh. Is there a difference between the two? So the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah raises the question that maybe the word Zichron Truah means not to actually blow. What does Zichron mean? To remember, just to talk about. Maybe in Rosh Hashanah, we're not supposed to blow the shofar. Maybe we're simply supposed to talk about the shofar. Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh. So the Gemara quotes a possibility as follows. That Kosev Echonim Yom Truah Yelochem. Kosev Echonim Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh Lo Kasha HaBeShabbos HaBachol. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then it's Yom Tov, you have to blow the shofar. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then it's only a Zichron Truah. Then you don't blow, you just talk about the shofar. So the Gemara presents that as the possible resolution between those two psukim, which would lead us to believe that the not blowing shofar on Shabbos is a real din min haTorah. So the Gemara eventually rejects that and says, no, it's the whole thing is not true. Min haTorah, of course you blow on Shabbos. So why don't we blow on Shabbos l'maisa? It's not min haTorah. Why don't we blow on Shabbos? Because the Derabbanan, we're afraid, Gezeira, you may come to what? Make up to carry the shofar. So at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara thought, there's a Habamina, we don't blow on Shabbos, but there Isa, Kamash Balan, but there Isa, of course you do blow on Shabbos, it's just but there Rabbanan, you don't blow on Shabbos. The Rishalmi actually concludes what the Habamina of the Bavli was. So according to the view of the Rishalmi, the halacha would be that Minatari don't blow. But usually when we have a Machlekes Bavli, the Rishalmi, so we 99% of the time, we follow the Bavli for a variety of reasons. So halacha l'maisa, we pask in that Minatari really do blow on Shabbos, but there Rabbanan, you don't. By the way, what do you mean you don't blow on Shabbos, Rabbanan? Oh, so the Gemara says, Yivamis, Yeshkar, Mecham Lachad, and Matar. What? What's the limit? Yishev al Tasa. The Chum have the authority to tell you not to do something as long as it's passive. If the rabbi tells you to drive in Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to him. But if the rabbi doesn't tell you not to blow the shofar, not to wear tefillin, not to shake a lulav, whatever the case may be, so then Yeshkar, Mecham Lachad, and Matar, Yishev al Tasa. Passively, they have the curve to tell you that. Fine. So, Lamaisa, we who Paschal, like the Bavli, that Zichron Truah and Yom Truah both refer Bein L'chol, Bein L'Shabbos. So what does Zichron Truah mean? So if it doesn't mean to talk about the shofar, what does it mean? So comes Rashi, based on another Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and seems to say, what Zichron Truah means as follows. Not at the expense of blowing, but rather in addition to blowing. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah, not only to blow the shofar, but there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to talk about the shofar as well. Zichron Truah B'Kol Kodesh. You have to mention a little bit about Zichron, a little bit of Shofar. You have to talk about the themes of Tekiah Shofar, and that's a din in HaTorah. So Zichron Truah doesn't mean not to blow, it means in addition to blow, do X, Y, and Z, talk about it as well. If a Rashi holds, that is the ultimate source for the recitation of Machas Achos and Shofars. It's a mitzvah d'araisa of discussing the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. That's how we talk about Tekiah Shofar. We speak about the psukim, we have Machas Achos and Shofar, that's all the themes of Shofar, and that's the fulfillment of the Torah mitzvah Zichron Truah. Comes according to Rashi. There are two mitzvahs deraisa that we perform every day in Rosh Hashanah, every morning in Rosh Hashanah. We perform Yom Truah Lechem, the mitzvah blowing, and we also perform the mitzvah Zichron Truah. Hopefully, that's Shem tomorrow. We'll see how the Ramban had a totally different understanding of what's going on, and a totally different take of what the goal of Machas and Zichron Truah is all about. Hopefully, Shem tomorrow, we'll try to elaborate a little bit more on this Machlokes like Rashi and Ramban. Okay? So.
Another question. Yeah, the keynotes are supposed to be